Oasis Audio presents The Nancy Drew Diaries, Number 7, The Phantom of Nantucket, by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Georgina Marie. Dear Diary, I can't believe it. George, Bess, and I are heading to Nantucket, a small island off the coast of Massachusetts. It looks beautiful in the pictures I've seen. Very quaint. I can't wait to lie on the beach, eat lobster, and go sailing in the bay. We're also going to the grand opening of a local museum exhibit arranged by Bess's friend Jenna. Apparently, she solved a mystery from the 1800s about why a ship sank right off Nantucket's coast. A girl who solves mysteries. I think I'm going to like her. Chapter 1. Ahoy! Land ho! My friend George called, waking me from my nap. It took me a second to recall where I was, but I grinned as soon as I remembered. I was on a ferry boat headed toward Nantucket Island for a Labor Day weekend of beaches, ice cream, and museums. It had been a busy summer of work and family obligations, and I was looking forward to some time off before the fall. I sat up straight and looked at where George was pointing. Through the fog, I could just make out the edge of the shoreline and a lighthouse standing tall above the rocks. Painted in bright red and white stripes with a glass top that allowed the light to shine through, warning arriving boats of the rocks, it looked exactly how I had hoped it would. "It's just like a postcard," I exclaimed. A voice boomed over the PA system. "We will be docking at the Nantucket Ferry Terminal in approximately 20 minutes. Please take the time now to gather your belongings and clean the area around your seats. Thank you." I put away the book I had been reading before I drifted off. "We'd better wake Bess. You know she'll want to put herself together," George said, rolling her eyes. My best friends Bess Marvin and George Fane are cousins, but you'd never guess it. They're about as opposite as you can get. Bess isn't a girly girl, but she likes to wear nice clothes, and her hair is always perfectly styled. For this trip, she was wearing seersucker pants, a pink-collared shirt, and a yellow V-neck sweater. She fit in seamlessly with the other tourists on the ferry. George, on the other hand, keeps her hair short so she doesn't have to think about it, and wears jeans and sneakers every day. I'm more in the middle. I'm not the fashionista that Bess is, but I like to look nice. I guess that's why the three of us are best friends. We all fit together. And we each have our own place. I shook Bess's shoulder gently, and she woke with a start. "What's happening?" she asked through a yawn. "We're almost there," I told her. "Oh, good," Bess said, reaching into her purse and pulling out a hairbrush. "I'm tired of moving." I knew what she meant. It had been a long trip. We'd left our hometown of River Heights at 7 a.m., and now it was almost 5 p.m. When Bess's mom's oldest friend had invited us all here for the opening of her daughter Jenna's exhibit at the local nautical museum, I hadn't realized just what a journey it would be to get to Nantucket. "I counted," George said. "We've been on 4 different types of transportation today. Car to the airport, plane, bus to the dock, and now ferry. Maybe Jenna will have bikes we can ride to get that number up to 5, I joked. Bess wrinkled her nose. "I don't think Jenna's the type to ride bikes," she offered George her hairbrush. "Why not?" George asked, declining the brush. I took it instead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?